Do you know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
A wonderful day in the neighborhood. Welcome to another edition of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and our purpose at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has called them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email, phone or text, at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. I'm looking forward to my conversation with today's featured guest, who is Mrs. Lauren Bryles. Lauren Bryles has more than 10 years of experience as a real estate professional in Greenville, South Carolina, the majority of which has been with the company that she started, the Bryles Company. But beyond real estate, Lauren has another passion, early childhood education and character development. So in pursuit of this passion, Lauren opened the first Primrose School in the state of South Carolina in August of 2014. Lauren also dedicates time to numerous organizations, including Greenville First Steps, Reach Out and Read, Greenville Women Giving, Junior League of Greenville, and Christ Church. Lauren Bryles, welcome to the Career Callings radio program today. How are you today?
I'm great.
Good. You have a good Thanksgiving and, oh, well, not Thanksgiving, Christmas. Do you have a good Christmas and New Year's?
I did, and I'm excited to see what goes on in 2017 as we're already started full-fledged ahead.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, one thing I did not mention in the bio that I read about you is that you and I have known each other for several years now, as we both are instructors as well at the Wyatt Institute of Real Estate over in Greenville, teaching real estate classes. So this is you know, a lot of times when I interview people on the program, it's people I've never really met before. But today I get to talk with a good friend, so I'm excited about that. And I know a little bit more about you and your family from, you know, even though I didn't mention that in your bio. So why don't you take a minute or two to tell us a little bit more about yourself and your family before we get into it.
All right. Well, I'm originally from Austin, Texas, and my husband, Tim, is originally from Bowie, Maryland, and we found Greenville via Furman. Both of us chose to come out to Furman, and then after we graduated, we left temporarily but decided that we really wanted to be in Greenville, so we came back, and we have resided here since then, and we have a little girl, Emma, who is almost six years old. She'll turn six in February, and have just loved our time in Greenville. And both Tim and I have opened our own businesses. He owns the Bryles Company Insurance, and I had the Bryles Company Real Estate before I chose to go out and change career paths and open up the Primrose School of Greenville.
Tell you what, it's hard for me to believe that Emma is already 6 years old. I remember when you guys first had her. So it's been, you know, you're getting old, girl. You know that?
That's right. Well, when I started teaching at Wyatt, I was expecting or about to be expecting. So it has been several years, and it goes by so quickly, as you know, with your children.
I know. I've got, believe it or not, my oldest is in college now, freshman in college, halfway through her freshman year, and another one in high school, and one soon to be, actually in middle school right now. So it is wonderful, and time definitely flies. Well, tell us a little bit more about what you guys are doing right now vocationally at Primrose, and how that all came about and how God led you to that point in your life.
So, you know, it's funny to watch how, you know, what we do or how we grow in life, you know, watching all the doors open, different doors close, And I've always been very passionate about entrepreneurship since I was in probably middle school. When I was in middle school, I said, oh, I want to open a restaurant or a hotel. And as I got older, I realized that neither of those are something I want to open. But in some ways, I guess our child care facility, we do offer meals, and our children are here a long time. So in some realms, it's meshed a little bit. But, you know, always been very passionate about children as well. And so, you know, just growing up, different things that I did, that I had worked at a child care facility, done camp, done a lot of volunteer work with children, and then also very passionate about community. And so when being in real estate, there was a couple different things, and doing a lot of residential real estate, you know, one of the things that I loved about real estate in general is problem solving and helping people, you know, with a huge investment. And so now I've kind of turned over to, even in a lot of realms, the even bigger investment of helping, you know, with their children. But the way that Primrose came about was Tim and I needed childcare as well as lots of our friends. And near downtown Greenville, there's lots of wait lists and it was hard to get in. And then for dual working parents, finding a place that had hours that were workable for our schedules. And so it was out of a community need that I really started investigating it, and then just started researching different programs and looking at different real estate and kind of, you know, talking to different people, getting different community advice and just seeing if it was feasible. And so kind of just through lots of doors opening and closing and watching it, as it kind of came together. And that's where I definitely thought, you know, God, we talk about doors opening and closing, is watching the right doors open at the right time. Was fun to watch, you know, in hindsight on some of it, but also feeling very comfortable that, okay, this is where I'm being led to be. Because real estate, I love real estate. I love the problem solving. But for me, the houses can come and go. I really liked the relationship side of it. And here at Primrose, I get to see these children and their parents every single day, which is a lot of fun, and watch the children literally go from an infant and then watching them walk into the building and get hugs and stuff. So it's a very exciting aspect on a daily basis, and also being able to help these families, you know, have a safe and educational environment for their children.
That's awesome. And I'll tell you what I gathered from that story about how you got to where you are today is this. You know, it all started with the fact that you saw a need in the marketplace, and the Lord kind of showed you that need, really through your own life. And a lot of times, the career calling that God is going to lead us to is going to be tied to a need, not only that we see in others, but a need that we have for ourselves. And He might burden us, as He did you, to actually fulfill that need, not only in your own life, but on a grander scale for people in the community. And so we need to be always aware, keep an eye out for that kind of a calling, because that's a lot of times how the Lord's going to draw us in that direction. What would you say has been your biggest career success, and what made it so successful?
I would definitely say, you know, opening the Primrose School has been the biggest career success, just from the, you know, going from the beginning to the, you know, everyday aspect of it. Because it took a lot of people and a lot of trust and financials and, you know, making a lot of sacrifices from different, you know, time, money, and, you know, everything. Because it started in 2009 of me researching land, and it took over 2 years for me to find property that we could build on, and then also finding the right program for it, because lots of people would say, well, why don't you just hire somebody who can come up with curriculum for 6 weeks old all the way through right before kindergarten. So that's a lot of responsibility, and that's what my parents really want to see the strength in. And so I did a lot of research and found Primrose, and talked to lots of franchise owners who said that the number one thing with Primrose was a curriculum, and that's what I didn't have at all background in. And so, you know, starting in 2009 to watch it come to life, and we opened in August 2014, you know, it's a long road in some realms, and some people that may sound short, but, you know, then being able to open our doors and, you know, now we have over 150 children, you know, being able to watch them come in and grow, and, you know, for our building to grow and be able to provide that financial and stability as well as the educational stability for these parents on some of it has been really great on the overall side of it.
I tell you what, from 5 years from concept to fruition, that's not a short amount of time. Matter of fact, that kind of lends itself to what I think I gathered from that. You know, two things, and you correct me if I'm wrong. You know, part of my question was what made it so successful. I think it was a combination of your persistence, and you mentioned research two or three times in there to be able to properly prepare for that need. Would you say that it was persistence and research that basically was the underlying factors of your success and successfully launching Primrose in Greenville?
I definitely would say so. You know, research is something that I had to do a lot of, and persistence both. So when we first were looking at opening it, I had to do a lot of demographic look at, and Primrose did not think that Greenville was ready to have a Primrose here because of our demographics didn't show that. And so I went down to Primrose Corporate and, in essence, had to do a sales pitch there and show them the demographics and my research and, you know, what was around it. Because a lot of times, for whatever reason, Greenville doesn't always show the true picture of the great place it is to live and work. And so even when I was down there, several of the executives still were not sold on it, and they're looking at it mainly from a financial standpoint. And so they're thinking, you know, we don't want to put something there and it fail. And so I asked for a couple of them to come visit Greenville so they could see it. And two of them came up a couple weeks later, and I showed them around Greenville. And one of them, the one that was really against it to begin with, said, well, I think maybe we should move our headquarters to Greenville. And so that point, I felt like, okay, that they could see that we were prepared for that. You know, and so I had to go through that process. And then also with the city of Greenville, we're in a planned development area and making sure that, you know, I knew that we were zoned okay, but having to go through the process of making sure our building structure was, you know, the way they wanted it, you know, and all those realms that come with the development side of it. So, you know, those two big things, you know, took time, took persistence and, you know, the hope that everyone, you know, could see what, you know, we felt was a big need for Greenville.
Well, I tell you what, I'm so glad you gave us the details of all that, because a lot of times people are under the misconception that if God points us in a particular direction or calls us into a particular type of career, that all the steps in pursuit of that calling are going to be easy. Well, that's obviously not what was the case in your situation. And honestly, that's not what's the case in most situations, because if we're going to go down a path that God wants us to go, guess what? We have an enemy out there called Satan that's going to fight tooth and nail every step of the way. And that can apply not only in our pursuit of the spiritual side of life, but also in the pursuit of our businesses that God wants us to use for his glory. So thank you for sharing that. And the fact that we all need to be aware that persistence is something we need to have as a character trait. If we don't have it, we better pray for it.
Right. No, I agree. And kind of along with that too, that one thing that just kind of popped in my mind as, you know, I was going through the property and, you know, I mentioned that it took 2 years to find the land that we're on. Is when I did find the land, I would just sit at home and like look for parcels of land that were large enough for us to build. And where we sit, it was not on the market, and it was 9 residential lots that we put together for the one lot. And you know, the Lord's guidance on that side of it is, so it wasn't on the market, and the people who owned it. Well, I was kind of like toying back and forth, and I had a good friend that was a commercial broker in charge. And as a residential broker in charge, I was feeling out of my comfort zone to really pursue by myself doing my own real estate transaction, even though obviously I teach on it as well, but that's not, you know, my forte. And he really encouraged me to just call the owner and do it on my own, you know, just, you can do this, you know, call him up. And so called the owner, and in the beginning, oh, well, we want to sell all the land. And I was like, well, no, I need all the land, and I still don't know that that's enough. But, you know, and so we had kind of conversations going back and forth, and where the price point was that he came back at, I said, you know, thank you so much, but we can't afford to do that. And he said, well, you know, what can you afford? And I threw out there, and he said, well, if you'll put that in writing, we'll put it together. You know, again, kind of watching, oh, you know, the amazing things of, A, getting over my fear of, oh, I don't know that, you know, I can do this on my own. And then on my own, obviously God's there with me. But, you know, to get out of my comfort zone and say, hey, you know, just just try it. What is it, you know, what is it that you can lose in essence? And then, you know, through conversations and relationships of, you know, watching it come to fruition. And after we secured our property, and actually had closed on it, we had to ask for one extension. I was worried not to get the extension because the real estate market was getting hotter. But the owner had said, you know, no, we'll give you as much time, but found out later that someone else had tried to come in and, you know, get it under contract after we had under contract. So it was, again, neat to watch how the Lord, again, led the way and had those doors open at the right time.
Amen to that. Amen to that. That's a wrap on segment number one of today's edition of Career Callings. Come back in a few for segment number two.
I opened the digital doors of careercallings.net in 2014. I did the same with my daily devotional site, todaysquotefromgod.com, in 2012. Since day one, I've hosted both of my websites with award-winning HostGator. HostGator raises the bar for speed, reliability, support, and value. If you need a place to host your new or existing website, go to careercallings.net/resources to get 20% off new web hosting plans as a Career Callings listener. That's careercallings.net/resources.
Discipline, mental toughness, physical conditioning, personal responsibility, work ethic, and a great way to pay for college. What am I talking about? The Olympic sport of fencing. Fencing builds all of these character traits, and the Knights of Siena coaches who train tomorrow's champions today can help your child or grandchild develop these traits. To learn more, go to knightsofsiena.com. That's Knights of Siena, KnightsofSiena.com. And mention Career Callings to get your first month free.
Westgate Christian School is known for offering an excellent and affordable Christ-centered education. From K-3 through 12th grade, we engage our students in the classroom and we challenge them on the playing field with competitive sports like soccer, volleyball, basketball, and golf. At Westgate Christian, we know there's a time to learn and a time to play. Call 576-4953 and come take a tour. Meet our staff online at wbcs.org. Call 576-4953 today for more information.
Let me tell you about something my family did several years ago. We dropped our health coverage and joined Samaritan Ministries, a Christian medical needs sharing ministry that's been around since 1994. Joining Samaritan Ministries not only saved my family hundreds of dollars per month, it also helped us stop paying insurance premiums that were funding all kinds of unbiblical practices that we don't support. Every month, more than 49,000 households of Samaritan Ministries share more than $14 million in medical needs under a program that satisfies the Affordable Care Act's requirement that you have insurance or pay a penalty tax. The program also gives you total control over which doctors you see. The Romeiser family has found a health care home at Samaritan Ministries, and we'd like to invite you to join us. To learn more about Samaritan Ministries and if it's right for you, go to SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And if you choose to apply, be sure to support Career Callings by letting them know that Robbie Romeiser referred you. The Romeiser family became Amazon Prime members years ago. With fast free shipping, exclusive access to movies and TV shows, ad-free music, unlimited photo storage, and free Kindle books, it was a no-brainer. To give Amazon Prime a free test drive for your family, go to careercallings.net/resources. That's careercallings.net/resources.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of. Perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Looking for a reason to roam through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world.
Welcome back from the break to today's edition of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and our purpose at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has called them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email. That's phone or text at 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. Let's get back to our interview with today's featured guest, Lauren Briles. Lauren, share a productivity tool, whether it's internet-based or non-internet-based, it doesn't really matter, but tell us about a productivity tool that you use that enables you to be as effective as possible in the workplace.
Well, for me, I'm not very tech savvy. My husband laughs at me, so I don't have a lot of the apps. Or
just laugh back at it.
Well, you know, the internet and all that stuff is great when it works for you, but sometimes, it doesn't work for you so much. So my phone is really just used for texting and emails in my phone for the most part. So I don't use, and then on the internet, I don't have a lot of productivity tools. More of my, I would say, the productivity tool to me is, getting involved with relationships and meeting people and being in the community and being there for people, as well as reaching out and being able to grow in general, because I talk about the doors opening and closing. And I think, through community involvement on both sides of whether I'm helping the community or they're helping us it's productivity and everyone working together and being a successful community. So more of mine on the productivity side is, I think it goes back to those relationships and how we form new relationships and build on old relationships and how they help each of us in our careers go in the same direction and a different direction, step in all different ways. So I'm more of a people person productivity than I am on a true everyday habit of something that, is internet or tech savvy, which it seems is a very common one that I wish I was a little bit more tech savvy like my husband at times, but unfortunately or fortunately, that is not my personality.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. You gave a great productivity tool. It's basically building relationships. I'm sure you've heard the saying as I have, your network is your net worth. And that's so true. The more people you connect with, the more value you can bring to the marketplace, which in return, they'll give you money in return for the valuable services that you can offer to your network. But just to make sure we don't make that too self-centered, let's remember the other side of that coin, which is, God put us here to help other people. So when we look at building our network, it ought to be from the framework of meeting more and more people, so I have more and more people to help, as opposed to, meeting more and more people so I can take their money. We definitely need to have the right frame of mind as we build that network, which it sounds like you obviously do. So that's great stuff. A lot of our listeners are business owners, or they want to be. Mm-hmm. So what would you say are the top three things you would tell a new startup business owner to do in order to be successful in business?
I think, one of the things I mentioned earlier is that when you're in the beginning getting ready to start your business, is that it's going to take a lot longer and a lot more hours than you probably ever expected. And so, another thing that kind of goes along with it is, you need to be passionate or be super excited about what you're going to go into. And I even think along with that is going and researching or shadowing somebody that's in the industry that you're looking at going into, or a business that you're going to be starting. I did that even when I went out and started my own real estate company. We had family friends in Arkansas that had opened a real estate company there, and I went out there and shadowed them and learned how the ins and outs were. But to get to know really what you're getting ready to step into, because it's going to be more hours, more finances, more everything than you can really expect. And then be prepared for anything to come your direction, and the ability to just kind of roll with the punches and know that, again, some doors may open, some doors may close, but that, ultimately if you're passionate about it, you can pull through it whichever direction, that God wants to kind of take you in.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. That's good stuff. If you could recommend just one book other than the Bible, we know at Career Callings that the Bible is the number one book we ought to consume each and every day. But outside of the Bible, what would be one book you'd recommend to our listeners and why?
For me, it would be a daily devotional, and one that I go to a lot is the Jesus Calling in general. But I think it kind of depends on, you know, what you're looking for. But a daily devotional to me is the most important thing to help me in the morning, just to kind of get routed. And that's kind of where I, you know, I get my personal encouragement, if, you know, is feeling that. But to me, it's a daily devotional that, you know, helps me kind of get my brain routed, you know, with the Bible in essence on there. Another book that I think, you know, when you were talking a little bit, a while ago, that just a book that I've read recently, is a called Give and Take. And it's more of an, it's about entrepreneurs, but it's about, are we givers or are we takers in life? And what is it, you know, are we helping grow the community or are we taking away from the community? That's the essence kind of it. And, why is that? And I just think that, you know, it's a really cool book to read, to see how people, how, you know, how these CEOs and business people work in the world, and what do we, who are we, and, what do we want to see? You know, do you want to be a giver or a taker in the world? Because obviously I want to see it myself as a giver, of how do we help the community grow in general. So that's a fun book, business book, that I've read recently that I think is great, by Adam Grant, but it's called Give and Take. But from an important standpoint, I would say, you know, to me, Jesus Calling or a daily devotional, is probably my most important book for, you know, on a daily basis.
That book sounds like a great read, and shameless plug for a daily devotional, one that I personally have been authoring for many years now, called Today's Quote from God.com. So okay. That would be one to check out for anybody who's looking for one to invest in. So
I'm writing that one down too.
Yeah, when I say invest in, that means your time. It's definitely a free website, todaysquotefromgod.com. I've been doing that since December 2012. So
cool.
Praise the Lord for that. So if you were sitting in a room of high school seniors, Lauren, what would be the best piece of career advice you could give them as they prepare to go out into the real world?
As a student and getting ready to go into the real world, I think the biggest advice that I would give them is that, you know, when you're going into a career, that you want to be passionate about it and that it's going to take hard work and perseverance. In general sense, that, you know, we didn't come onto this earth for everything to be easy, but that it will take hard work. But that part of that hard work is also exciting to watch the fruition come to it. You know, so we hear a lot of words about entitlement and people feeling entitled. And I think the big thing is that, you know, none of us are entitled of anything. You know, God put us on this earth, but Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. And, you know, it is going to take hard work and perseverance in anything we choose to do, but that's why it's so important that you're passionate about it, because that passion will help drive, you know, you through some of the hard times and persevere, to be the best that you can possibly be.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Lauren, I know I've been blessed by our conversation today, and my guess is a lot of other people have been as well. So if anybody desires to reach out to you to maybe ask some follow-up questions, what's the best way they can connect with you?
They're welcome to call me or email me. My phone number is 864-370-8118. And my email is Lauren, LAUREN, at Primrose, PRIMROSE, Greenville.com.
That's great. And I'll be sure to put those into the webpage that goes with today's broadcast to Career Calling, so people can just copy and paste that into their email service or whatnot. Lauren Bryles, thank you for being a guest on Career Calling today.
Well, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Absolutely, for me too. You have a blessed day.
You too.
And that's a wrap on today's edition of Career Callings. If you would like to have a copy of today's awesome interview with Lauren Bryles, then go over to careercallings.net/radio. where you can get a copy of today's broadcast, and also you'll get access to the extra bonus material, parts of our interview that we could not fit into the on-air version of today's program. Once again, that is careercallings.net/radio. Remember, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. God bless.
We all have to learn how to pursue God's calling, and that learning requires tons and tons of reading. But if you're like me, life is so busy that it's hard to find time to read. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Audible. Audible has over 180,000 audiobooks to help you listen and learn on the go. Audible has made me so much more productive, enabling me to learn while I drive, exercise, or work around the house. I know Audible can do the same for you, and that's why I've teamed up with Audible to give my listeners a free audiobook to see if audiobook learning is right for you. Go to audibletrial.com/careercallings and claim your free audiobook today. That's audibletrial.com/careercallings, audibletrial.com/careercallings.
You know, a lot of times when people are trying to look or figure out what God's vocational calling is in their lives, it's not a bad idea to kind of analyze what kind of strengths and weaknesses God has given us, so He can kind of, because those kind of serve as clues as to what direction we all might go in. So I'm just out of curiosity, what would you say is your biggest weakness in the workplace?
I think my biggest weakness in the workplace is management. That's one of those of I manage. The management of employees is a lot harder than I think I had ever anticipated. And just because you're dealing with so many different personalities, and I'm a people pleaser, and also, you know, I am one that strives to bring the best out in people and strive for perfection, even though I know nothing's perfect, but always want the best of the best. And I've realized through some of the management side of it that not everyone has the capacity to be pushed beyond certain limits, and so having to learn that, you know, meet people where they are and help them where they are, and if they are wanting to grow or if they can grow, is to help them on that. But I think sometimes I push a little bit too much and expect a little bit too much and have to, you know, back off a little bit on that. You know, but as some of the closest to me know, that it comes out of a care, but at the same time, that doesn't always look that way. It just looks like I'm trying to be a perfectionist.
I hear you. What about your biggest strength? What would you say that is in the workplace?
I think it kind of goes both sides, not the management side, but the caring, and, you know, really caring about the individuals and the families and the children, and, you know, wanting, again, the best for all of them. And how do I help them get to that best side of it? You know, just today I met with a couple of my teachers that we have teachers that do not like change for the most part. And I obviously live in a world of changing every day. And so a couple of them, I really feel like they could grow, and they have, you know, they're young and this is kind of their first career. And so trying to get them outside their comfort zone and their box, but having to have that conversation with them and making them feel really good about, hey, I know that this isn't comfortable, but, you know, we're here to help you, and I want you to grow, and just understand that this is coming from a place of, you know, a good spot, and that I see great things in you, and how do I help you take that step out of the fear and pursue it, and again, know that we'll hold your hand the whole way. You know, but just today, and you can see her face, especially one of them, her face is looking at me like, I don't want to do this, or I don't think I can do this. And, and knowing that, you know, we'll be here, and if it doesn't work, you know, we can make changes, but also, you know, knowing that, hey, let's give it a chance. And let's see how you do, because I see you being really good at a new age. I'm putting in a classroom with some older children than she's been with, and I think she'll do fabulous at it. But sometimes it's just getting that little oomph that we sometimes need.
Well, that kind of leads me into one of my other questions, which is this. How are you currently using your career to impact others for Christ? And I'm guessing that part of that impact comes from the way that you're, you know, trying to help build up your employees. But kind of expound on that question. How are you using Primrose right now to impact others for Christ?
And I think that just kind of what you're saying, you know, every day I come into the building and, you know, I have roughly about 30 employees, depending on the day and the time of day, as well as, you know, about 150 children and with their parents coming in. And so a lot of it is by example, you know, if I'm not smiling or if I don't have a positive attitude or, you know, if I get, you know, my you know, get ruffled about something, you know, how they're watching me, you know, as I'm representative of Christ, you know, that's our goal. Our life is to, you know, try to represent Christ in the best way we can. And so, you know, for me, it's always trying to have that positive outlook. And even when, you know, bad things happen or rough times or, you know, we have, you know, teachers that are sick. And so we're trying to figure out how to run the building and make sure our kids are safe and all in ratio and stuff, is that, you know what, God's still in control and I just got to roll with it and we'll make it happen. But let's keep a smile on my face and, you know, work through it. And because they're all looking at, you know, especially my employees are looking at me on, you know, how am I handling the situation, and wanting to make sure that I handle it in the way that Christ would want me to handle it, so that I am a representation on a daily basis. And, you know, one of the big things to me is showing them appreciation and how much I appreciate them, because this couldn't happen without every single one of them being here, and how important they are and what they do every day, how important it is for all these families and all these children that they're, you know, they're in essence raising, you know, our next generation, and, you know, making sure that they understand how important it is to have that positive role as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Was there a time in your life when you were confused about which career path God would have you to follow? And if so, how did he clear the smoke for you?
Well, and I think, you know, when I graduated from college, I did some career searching, so to speak, and I started off in advertising and then went into real estate. And my mom had done real estate for a while, and real estate had a lot of things that I was very passionate about. You know, I love people, love problem solving, those types of things. And so, you know, I think I've, in some realms of all, every day I kind of look at it as a growth opportunity, is, you know, whether it's truly career driven, is how, you know, can I be the best person I can be, or what, you know, what can I do? And so, you know, I think each door kind of opens and closes a little bit, but on the confusion side of it, I'm one that I trust God immensely in what's going on. And so I have peace in some realms about that, and just, hey, what is that next step? And okay, should I be taking the next step towards a new career, or, you know, I'm happy, or, you know, God has me content in this situation. And I think a lot of it comes through your relationships. Of if you can listen to, you know, why am I having lunch, or why am I, you know, going to these meetings, or why am I serving on these boards, is figuring that out and seeing that everything's an opportunity to take advantage of, whether it be a positive or a negative. You know, some of the things that we serve on that we say, oh, I don't want, you know, this isn't a good fit for me, it teaches us where we shouldn't be, or, you know, you learn, okay, that's not my strength, or that is a weakness of mine, and how do we turn that into, you know, okay, now I move to a different direction or the next step somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about this question, Lauren? Have you ever been faced with a challenge to your faith in the workplace? And if so, tell us a little bit about it and how you reacted to it.
I haven't had a situation where someone physically or emotionally, like, said something directly about, like, a Christian lifestyle or whatever, but each day I feel like, you know, there is a challenge of how do we handle ourselves in different situations. And so, you know, there's definitely been times that, you know, I'll look back and say, oh, I wish I would have reacted a little bit differently, because that didn't, you know, show Christ, you know, in me in a great light, you know. But I think every day, that's the attitude of how we come into the work world. One of the things that I, you know, struggle with at times is if somebody needs me to always tell them that they're good or that they can do it. Obviously, I love encouraging people and I love to encourage and help people grow. But if we have to have every day for someone to lift us up, you know, that's a really hard thing. And I feel like, you know, that's something that each of us should have within us. And that's where the God part of it comes in, is, you know, every morning is being able to pray and say, God, you know, help me get through this day. And, you know, he have the, you know, help me to have that joy, versus me having to have a human being that's there saying, you're good enough, you're, you know, that aspect. You know, I think that's kind of a challenge that I get faced with at times, you know, with employees coming in and feeling like, you know, we need to be strong enough to with our relationship, to be able to say, hey, it's going to be a great day and roll with some things. But that's, I mean, for me, I think it's, more about that positivity and the trust factor that nothing's going to be perfect. Nothing, you know, things are going to change. The day's going to go different than probably how I planned for it, but that's okay. And let's, you know, be happy in as much as we can about it.
I tell you what, to piggyback off of that idea, I had a verse pop into mind. I always forget references, so I'd have to go look it up to be exactly accurate. But I think it's Philippians 2:13, somewhere in the book of Philippians, where it says God basically gives us the will and the power to do His good pleasure. And in order to, basically what I heard you saying, Lauren, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the big challenge to the faith is to any of our faith is to wake up every day and have the right approach to life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest challenge. Are we going to allow circumstances and all of the weights of the world to rip us down, or are we going to have power from within to face the word positively? Well, the power from within is our relationship with Christ. I mean, if you don't, I know for my sake, if I don't work on my relationship with the Lord, not only first thing in the morning, but throughout the day. Paul commands us to pray without ceasing. He didn't say pray for 5 minutes in the morning. He said pray without ceasing. And, you know, Daniel prayed in the morning and at noontime and in the evening time. He had three scheduled times of prayer. It's that constant relationship with the Lord, both first thing in the morning and throughout the day, that enables us to meet those challenges to our faith, no matter what shape, form, or fashion they come in. So the challenge that you articulated is the one we all have, and the solution to that challenge, or that faith challenge, is to work on our relationship with the Lord constantly, both in prayer, Bible study, and meditation. Does that sound like a pretty accurate summation of what you were saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And some days are easier than others.
Sure,
there's a lot
sure,
of hard days,
absolutely.
But, you know, that aspect of it, so I completely agree.
Well, I tell you what, before I forget to say it, I'm going to go ahead and throw out a book title. I'm going to be asking you in just a little bit for a book title, but I am about halfway through a book called Experiencing God by Henry and Robert Blackaby. Have you read it before?
A long time ago I have, and I remember really liking it.
Well, I've had several guests on the program recommend it, and I'm just recommending it to our listeners today. I have found it very, very impactful and a great guide to indeed building my relationship with the Lord. So since we're talking about that, I thought I'd just throw it out. Tell me what would you say is your number one business habit that you consistently adhere to that drives your career success?
I think that trust in God is my biggest thing of, you know, on a habit, you know, it's not something, you know, that every day I wake up on, you know, doing something, but the true trust of it. I think my mom sometimes will say to me, like, I don't know, you know, cause I'm not a big sleeper. And so, I am somewhat of a workaholic. And so the aspect of trusting that, you know, everything's going to get done the way it should get done, even sometimes when I want it to be perfect, that it doesn't have to be perfect. And, but having to really trust that God's got everything in control. And, no matter what we're thrown is, again, that trust is try to have a peace about that. And that's been something that I have to work on. And I feel a lot more, you know, apt at that of being able just that, okay, here's things that are thrown at you, but trust that God's got it in control. And, you know, when we have struggles in the school, or, we're not sure we're going to have enough staff for the day because, you know, sickness is coming or what type of thing, is that, okay, God's in control, we're going to make it work. And it always, you know, we've been able to have that happen. But I think that the personal habit of consistently trusting Him in everything is the biggest thing for me.